Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And a very good morning to you. I'm John Holmes. This is Jason Manford's Absolute Programme Going Backwards.
I'm listening, John.
You'll have missed this little nugget of Ronnie World.
Good morning.
Anyway, I digress.
Pay child benefit to children.
Of Adele. But anyway, shake it all about. In many ways, there's nobody listening to share with the group. How stupid are you? Ronnie was the only tuna that isn't made out of Ginger Dave. What state is Canada in?
Was a conveyor belt.
Anyway, you say to me, the electric's back on because the car's started.
And dusted.
I say to you, parking space. And by the look of producer Dave's face, you will know, track ending.
Microphones, but the microphones are...
Hey, it's the Weekend Breakfast Show, Radio X, Weekend Breakfast Show, Radio X podcast.
It's my mum's birthday today.
I'm John Holmes.
Just thought I'd say that because I've got to say it on the radio. Happy birthday, mum.
Did she listen to the podcast?
I think it's highly unlikely, but just on the off chance.
Okay. If you forgot to get her a gift, you could say, mum.
Got you a gift, ma.
I gived you a shout out.
An electrical gift.
I wouldn't get at that. That's inappropriate. Hashtag batteries. Anyway, what's on the... Hi, everybody, by the way. Paid in St. Cornelius, hello.
Hi, John. You're right.
What's the matter with you?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm a bit tired.
It's been a long morning.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Longest morning I can remember.
Ronnie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You alright?
Yeah. What's on the podcast, Cornelius?
Stuff.
What's on the podcast?
We did facts about Leap Day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
You can't put music on. You can't turn that off immediately. This is just making it unusable.
You're allowed 30 seconds of music on a podcast. I checked.
Well, why play it anyway?
Why not?
I mean, it is significantly better.
It's because it was drowning out the swarm of bees outside.
They're outside the studio, so...
No,
are you doing the sound? Is this a sound effects game?
The window's open, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like really big.
Hang on, I'll lean over and open the window.
Yeah. Ah, you can hear the bees now, can't you? Busy, busy bees and that dog.
That dog?
You're getting lazier with your sound effects requests.
There's a parade going on outside.
We had a parade the first time we did this.
Yeah, not a parade
I've
of badgers.
I've got those saved. A parade of badgers.
Like Harry Hill.
It's a parade of badgers, mate, down the street again. They're all wearing those hats that
Those noisy hats. I'll add the sound effects of
that. Excuse me, let me finish my sentence. They're all wearing those hats that play La Cucaracha for no apparent reason. Sounds very like they're in that, coming from like a small hat speaker, not like just playing on a stereo. Oh, there's that dog again. Is that better?
You're going to be so busy with this.
Here's the pod. Now, here's the Hawking setup.
Is that what we're doing? Yeah. Stephen Hawking tells a joke, doesn't he?
We know how it works, John.
Does everyone know how it works?
They listen every week. If you don't know how it works, go back to last week's, listen to the intro. This is how the Stephen Hawking thing is set up.
You're absolutely right. Here's Stephen Hawking.
What kind of bees produce milk?
And the punchline to that will be on somewhere hidden on what a treat on this podcast. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Stop it!
It's Frank Turner.
Yeah, well, at least play one of these good ones.
Here's the podcast now.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. It is the John Holmes, I'm it thing. And on the programme this morning then, Sunday. On the Sunday day, the day of rest, of course, your chance to join in with the media's obsession with EU-based portmanteaus. That's right. Britain and exit, Brexit! Hooray! Well done, yeah. Britain to remain in the EU. Anyone see that one this week? Remain in the EU. Remain. Britain not sure. Brun decided. I made that one up. Britain liking underwear. Bra! That is... made that one up. Britain exclaiming, Britain exclaiming about underwear, it like, brah! Britain voting for this show. Breakfast. Doesn't quite work. In fact, non-Bremain. None of it works. Right, it's just stupid made up words. I call bullshit.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
The noise of Cornelius apologising off mic there slightly for something he's done wrong.
Sorry, Dave.
Don't apologise to him. Apologise to me. It's my show.
What? It's not your show. It's my show.
It's my show.
Cornelius reports to me. He's the assistant producer. I'm the producer.
He's the paid intern.
Yeah, no. I like to give him sort of inflated.
You're the producer. Stuff. And you answer to the presenter.
I answer to no one.
That's how that works.
I answer to no one.
Everyone. Power struggle.
Why are you moving your microphone? It's really annoying.
It's because it bends in the middle, but it's not bendy.
Why do you want to do that off air, not during the radio?
That's better.
It is.
It's my show on Radio X on a Sunday morning, and it's coming shortly. It's 20-second showcase. Would you like to explain what it is, Dave?
Yes, John. Okay. This is the feature.
So he's doing what I say. Slam!
In your face!
Hey, gotcha!
Oh, who's show? Who's the daddy?
Yeah, who's
John's
the
daddy?
You said, would you like to not tell me? That wasn't an order, that was a question. That's, and I would have liked to. John, here is my order. Do a 3.5-hour radio show.
All you'll find...
Oh, look, you're doing it.
You'll find I was just cleverly managing you.
Okay, just keep talking, can you, and then play the adverts. Could you see, do that for me? You have to do it at some point, so you, what point you choose to enact my order is entirely up to you. I will be mightily impressed if you stay completely silent until 10 o'clock this morning. Just
a lot of people would like that.
You'll get the other texts to go mad, look. Yes, please. John, silent. This is the best weekend breakfast show
ever.
I'm
going to play the adverts, but only because I want to. Here we go.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
This is for you. If you're stupid. Because it's time for this week's edition of Hashtag Thicker Than Ronnie. Ronnie, as regular listener will know, is our intern. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Okay. Got something white all over your chin. What's that? Is it a bit of prawn cracker?
Probably.
Okay.
Better hope so.
Unbelievable.
It's a bit early for any of that.
Bit of an in.
Whichever one it is.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Quite like a prawn. At this time. Anyway, good morning. It's Radio X. And, well, Ronnie is thick. So this is the point of the feature Thicker Than Ronnie. We've established over the preceding weeks that she thinks that mulled wine is something to do with it being attacked by dogs. She thinks that Nelson Mandela is the statue on top of Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square. She also once parked in a bay that said, no return to your car within 1 hour. She was only 5 minutes and thought it meant that she couldn't go back to her own car for an hour. So went and sat and had a cup of tea while she waited for the next 55 minutes. Is this fair, Ronnie?
I can't deny it.
There you go. So a regular feature is ways in which you or someone you know is hashtag thicker than Ronnie. 83936 at Radio X for those. Because at the end of the day, we're not being cruel and we don't want her to feel alone. So it's things you believe to be true that subsequently turned out not to be, really. When I was at university, writes, who's this, Dan, my housemate took some eggs from Tesco without paying.
What?
The reason, he thought you didn't have to. His reasoning was that they said, free range eggs.
Oh, come on, Dan.
Oh, these range eggs are free.
Free? I'll take the range eggs. Why would I have those eggs?
I've never had range eggs before.
I've got the range eggs. What have you got there? Cornelius.
Daniel texted in. The other day, my mate Shelley...
That's what, two Dans? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
yeah.
Okay.
It's not out of this world that two Daniels could be listening to the show, John.
No, but all right, fine.
Seems like a weird one to choose to read second, and we just had one from Dan.
Yeah. It's Greg in Northampton sent one in this morning. Carry on.
Daniel said, the other day my mate Shelley tried to text me a screenshot of her cracked iPhone screen.
Look at my phone.
Not intelligent. No.
Speaking of which, Ronnie, have you got one there that someone sent in?
Can you
read, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucy in Cumbria, good morning, has said on a number of occasions...
Occasions
when I've been told that I am an optometrist, people think I'm looking... I'm telling. Okay. Let's start again.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, Lucy.
All right, let's do it again. Oh, there you go.
All right. On a number of occasions when I've told people that I'm an optometrist.
Telemetry.
People think I'm telling them that I have a positive outlook on life.
Because he's a what? An optometrist.
But yeah, bless you, Ron. You've got a positive outlook on life, haven't you? John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. So good morning then to you. It is Radio X. It is Saturday morning. And yeah, the haters gonna hate. If you are regular, you will know... I don't mean in the bowel sense. But if you are regular, you will know that we take the haters' texts and tweets each week and give them to a man who insists that the word con is short for Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't, but it handily lends its name to the feature in which we put Con in a lift and send him downwards through the building to read out the haters' texts and tweets. It's a feature we call condescending. Mm. Now, usually when he does it, it's in the lift here, say, at Leicester Square in Radio X building. But the weird thing is, which is a shame, there's nobody, because there's no one here this time on a Saturday.
When we first thought the idea, yeah, we thought it'd be funny to embarrass Cornelius, didn't we? And
yeah,
him doing it in the lift while other people are getting put down. But it's like early in the morning.
But around here, there's no one here. Yeah. It's just us. So this morning, we thought we were going to up the ante. So yesterday, armed with said texts and tweets, we sent Con...
Morning.
...out to go in the lift at Covent Garden Tube Station in London, travelling downwards through the earth to read out the haters' texts and tweets. This is how he got on.
Hello, John from the past. I'm here at Covent Garden Tube Station, currently waiting for a lift. There are some people around me. I have a piece of paper in my hand. People are turning their heads, just waiting for a lift now. Now, this is the first time I've ever actually ridden a lift without Tart radio playing in the background, so I'm quite nervous. For lift fans of Covent Garden, we'll be going into lift number one. Okay, I'm in lift number one now. Let's begin. John, my granddad hates you, and I thought he'd like you, considering he is the same age as some of your jokes. That's from Simon on Twitter. This show reminds me of my childhood, because I had a terrible childhood, Sean texted. If I could make one minor improvement to the John Holmes show on Radio X, it would be to get rid of intern Ronnie, and paid intern Cornelius, and also ginger producer Dave. And finally, John Holmes, that's from Sally there. Would anyone like to read one? No, that's a resounding no. Someone told me that war is no laughing matter, therefore this show is like war. This show is like someone falling down an escalator slowly. It is painful and lasts a lot longer than it should. Imagine how good this show would be if the studio didn't have microphones on. That's it. Oh, that was horrific. Thank you.
Thank you from yesterday in a lift at Covent Garden Tube Station.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
And on the programme this morning, we are giving away a bit of plastic. Now, if you like a bit of plastic, all you need to do is buy a Mars bar or a Snickers from the news and bite into it. It's a free bit of plastic this morning on Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
I remember when they recalled Marianne Faithful for similar reasons.
What's that?
Right, I knew that was coming.
I have no idea.
Number 470 in historical references that Cornelius doesn't understand. Right, Marianne Faithful.
Yeah.
Right. Mars bar.
Yeah.
Any idea? Google it now. Google it.
Marianne Faithful.
Yes.
Is that a person?
Good start. Ronnie, any idea?
I might do. I don't know. No, don't worry.
What do you think, intern no. Ronnie? Just you know, while he's busy googling it, what do you think? What do you think it might be?
I don't want to know.
Just a little hint.
She's a singer.
Good. Did you go plus Mars bar?
Oh God.
Right, yeah. There. All right.
And there it is. It's Radio
X. John Holmes Radio X.
And this is where a man attempts to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. The prizes up for grabs on Weekend Breakfast, due to the fact that we don't really have a budget, are simply a chicken, a beef, a lamb, or a sausage. Is
because it's a Saturday.
And playing a game of dead or alive in order to win that this morning is a man who is on the telephone. I believe his name to be Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Very good, thank you. Thank you. Let's indulge in some idle radio banter, Chris. What do you do?
I was two approaches. I spam people.
Right. How appropriate, given that we're giving away meat. You spam? Is it like drive-by spamming? You throw cans of it at people?
Shoulder of pork and ham, yes.
Excellent. Good work. It's not to do with that, is it? It's probably to do with like...
No, it's email. I'm an email campaign manager. You can do a very long and roundabout conversation and it always ends up with, I spam people.
Okay. So a man with his spam playing for what meat? What meat would you choose this morning should you do well in Dead or Alive, Chris?
Lamb, please.
Excellent. Strong.
You can rhyme that.
Strong choice. Right, I've got a list of things, Chris. They're either dead or alive. All you have to do is tell me which they are. Let's play. Dead or Alive, producer Dave keeping score, by the way.
Hello.
My dead nana's elder sister. Dead or alive?
Your great aunt is still alive.
Is alive. She's in her 90s. She's confused and in a home, but she is alive. Number two, the homeless man who used to shout obscenities at the sky outside TK Maxx in Charing Cross Road in London. Dead or alive?
Probably dead.
No, he's alive, but he's moved some doors down to shout obscenities at the sky outside Argos.
Oh.
Dead or alive, my Uncle Steve.
Oh. He... sadly dead.
No, he's alive. He's in prison for ironically killing someone. But he is alive.
So someone's dead.
Yeah, so half a point.
Half a point.
Yeah, fine. Boris Johnson's chances of a cabinet post under David Cameron's government. Dead or alive?
Utterly dead.
Utterly dead. Cockles and mussels.
Ah, alive, alive, oh.
No. Dead a deadio. They were two parrots owned by my aunt. Cockles and mussels. They escaped one day, and her neighbour's cat was subsequently found guiltily standing next to some of its own vomit, which had brightly coloured feathers in it. Dead or alive, the soul of anyone who voluntarily drinks in a Yates's wine lodge.
Still
exists,
even, but dead.
Yes,
very
dead.
Young.
The hills.
Have eyes, so they're alive.
The hills are alive. They're not alive. The hills aren't alive. Sadly, the hills were a family who lived quite near my parents. Three generations tragically wiped out in a quantity surveying accident in 2010. And finally, dead or alive, Slipknot's other me. Slipknot's other me, dead or alive?
He's dead.
Let's find out. The other me is dead. Yes, he's the right answer. Congratulations, well done. That is the end of the quiz. Producer Dave, what were the scores? Did Chris win enough points to get to lamb?
Chris scored the following number of points.
Yes.
3.5 points.
Is that enough points to get him lamb to go with his spam?
It's lamb and spam day.
Congratulations, well done, Chris. Good work. It's dead or alive. On Radio
Jones. Radio X. Radio X.
Thank you for sharing stupidity on the radio this morning. We're in the middle of hashtag thicker than Ronnie. This is from Wes in Tunstead. Hello, Radio X. I once had a trainee chef working with me who separated 5 kilograms worth of tricolour pasta as he thought the different colours cooked at different rates.
Where'd he get that from?
I don't know. I don't know. But that's Wes in Tunstead and his trainee chef.
I think he's called Wes Tunstead.
It's not clear. Have I been thick?
It's Tunstead place.
I've never heard
Where's
of it. Where's
Tunstead?
Don't know. Let's find out, shall we?
I think it's a place. It's in Norfolk.
It's in Norfolk. It's a village and a civil parish in the English county.
Wes, I apologise.
Hashtag thicker than Dave.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Why are you looking at me like that, producer Dave?
I have something I'd like to run by you.
Right.
If that's all right. But what have you really? It's more of a therapeutic session.
Right.
So, do you remember last week I went to see Sum 41?
Yes.
So, I remember you seeing Sum 41.
Yeah. I saw quite a lot of 41, actually, but...
Oh, that sort of evening, was it?
Wow. I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I.
Did I say that I went for dinner with one of some 41?
We did touch on it briefly, yes.
Because
on the podcast.
That's right, because you went for pizza, which we decided was an in too deep pan.
Good, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, the only Sum 41 based pizza pun available to us at the time.
Podcast now available.
Yeah. Thank you, Cornelius.
Get it off the iTunes and that. I engaged in a brief Twitter conversation with Dave, the guitarist from Sum 41.
Yes.
About 2 days ago.
Right.
Where I basically said, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he replied with just this, right? Same to you. Still in amazement of that story you told, lol. I don't remember what story I told.
Has he confused you with someone else?
Well, I don't know. I'm quite memorable.
Just like, what do you mean? Don't come big yourself up right here.
No, in
many ways, you're not. To be honest.
All right. Chill out. You haven't forgotten me yet.
Any matter of time.
No, people usually remember me because I'm tall, have ginger hair, glasses and a beard.
You do look like Fozzie Bear has taken his costume off, but he's similar underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you
As opposed to Cornelius, who looks like a generic man.
Oh, no, he does not. No.
Generic boy child.
He looks like... Anyway, so...
what could I have possibly told him? That's my question to you. Or, here's my other theory, right?
Yeah.
If you actually read the tweet, doesn't it look like... You know when you get just automatic replies of people?
Yes.
Doesn't it read a bit like he's just got a generic thing he says to people? Still amazing.
Actually, that's exactly what it looks like.
Doesn't it?
Because, yeah, he gets...
Same to you, still in amazement of that story you told, lol.
Yeah, and that way, the person tweeting him that he doesn't remember or know has just gone, oh, he remembers me.
Yeah.
That is what's happened.
That
because
generic story.
If you
story.
Don't remember even telling him a lol out loud story...
Well, I tell a lot of great stories, John, but I don't know anyone...
I've known you for years, I haven't heard one of them. What is it?
That's because they're all about you.
Fair point.
So, yeah, I don't know. What have I done recently that I could have told him about? He'd be amazed by.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think that's like an out of office. I think you've just got a generic...
Thanks, Twitter fan. Wasn't that great chat we had? All the best in your endeavours of what you are doing today, whatever be that.
Loved your hair.
Yeah. Really enjoyed your physical features.
Oh, no one's ever said that to you, have they?
That's really sad. All right.
Yeah. That is sad. You've got an out-of-office generic reply from a rock star. Congratulations.
I'll take it.
Well done. And that's about the level of where this show is. All right. Chris Moyles gets to introduce Coldplay at the Brits thing the other night. On their show, this breakfast show, a generic out-of-office reply from the guitarist of Sum 41. And that just about...
We can test this. I'll tweet him and just say, oh, it was good to meet you the other night. See if I get that reply.
Good.
Do it. Do it now. And we'll see what we can do. We'll see how long it takes. You might get this back by tomorrow. You might get it now. I don't know.
Okay.
But that just about... before you interrupted me.
Sorry.
Sum 41's this show up.
Good.
Thank you.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Radio X. Sunday morning. And of course, for many, that is Hosier included. It's time. Be taken to church, and for many that means, you know, if you can't be bothered to go to the actual building, don't worry, because radio shows around this fair nation do of course offer their moment for you to step away from the rat race and embrace and engage with your spiritual side. It's that moment of religion that broadcasting somehow thinks is a reasonable thing to do in this day and age. However, never mind Radio 4's thought for the day. Never mind Radio 2's pause for thought. We here cater for every religious bent. We are the only equal opportunity employer, really, in terms of this on the radio, in that we provide a moment of respite for Satanists. And the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley is from the Temple of Mephistopheles. That's in Hendon, of course. And he's a friend of the show. He joins us now with this week's thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. One of the many things that you may not know about Satanism is that as a religion, we believers in Belial are in fact really good at embracing technology. While certain groups of people view new discoveries and developments with suspicion, immediately asking what this means for society and morality, we are more than happy to work out how any new device can be used for the dissemination of nudie pictures, and then we get the hell on with it. It's also why, in general, Satanism websites are usually pretty good. A few realise that I was actually the first user of GeoCities in the UK and the second person to use a browser with frames. Anyway, I was thinking of this the other day when I used another groundbreaking technological breakthrough, Click and Collect. The system allows the user to order an item and then go to a store and pick it up, often at a reduced rate. And as I bought a new iron, I thought, you know, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? But while I will visit my local Curry's PC World to pick up the iron, Satan simply wants to collect your soul. And the only 5-star extended guarantee you'll get from him is one which says that you will burn and burn for eternity in the unholy fire of Hades. Which, to be fair, does feel a lot like going into Curry's PC World. And that's why, on receiving the iron from the Know-How Collect desk, I immediately took it from its overly complex packaging and used it to smash every TV in the store to bits in Satan's name. Well, it was a mixture of Satan's name and seeing Matt Allwright off Rogue Traders on screen. Can't abide him. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley, there with his thought for the day for Satanists.
John Holmes.
Radio X. Radio X.
So while we digitally interfere with your weekend, very much agreeing to stay here till 10. Thank goodness Boris Johnson's not presenting this, or we just pull out, of course, which is a reference to his stance on Europe rather than a reference to his preferred technique of fathering that love child or not. It's all about the timing of the exit, Boris.
Radio X. John Holmes.
And hell, it's time for this. That's right, that in unintelligible production voice that you can't even make any sense of there actually said the words Vernon Caymaster, for it is the Vernon Caymaster quiz. Of course, this is where radio professionals, presenters and otherwise are tested as to their knowledge of the mid-morning Radio X weekday presenter Vernon Kay. On the phone, competing today to try to get to the top of the leaderboard, where everybody else is as well, because they've all got
some points.
Is a man called Rob Howard. He's on this telephone. Good morning, Rob Howard.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Very well, thank you. That was a very presenter-style voice there, Rob Howard.
That was it, exactly. Yeah. Coming up soon, we've got Vernon Caymaster, but right now, some light chat.
Excellent. And do tell us where you are a presenter from. Tell us a little bit about you, if you would.
I am based in Birmingham, so I do the breakfast show on Capital in Birmingham.
Yes.
And what sort of stuff about myself? My hobbies include playing Justin Bieber records and then listening to them on my own in my flat as well.
Good. On equally tight rotation, I hope.
Yeah, that's pretty much 3 an hour is what I aim
excellent
for,
good
John,
one. Yeah, that's about right. I mean, that's understating it somewhat as well, isn't it? To be honest, let's be honest. So you are aiming for the top of the leaderboard, where everybody else is. Dave Berry from Capital has played. He got some points. Kat Shube, some points. Tom Campbell from Heart North East, some points. Pete Allison from Capital Yorkshire, some points. Jigsy off of Capital Extra. And Holly, who reads Radio X's news.
Oh, and Tony Dibbin off of
some
Gold.
Point.
And Tony Dibbin off of Gold. All got some points. So that is what
some
you're
points,
playing
yeah.
for this morning. Some okay. points. So what's going to happen is there'll be three questions about Vernon Kay. There'll be mostly A, B and C answers. What's your knowledge okay. of Vernon Kay like?
It's pretty good. I think it's probably as good as the next man. I'm trying to think.
The next man was Jigsy yeah. from Capital Extra, though, and his knowledge was rubbish.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I like to think it's twice as good as the next man, then, provided the next man is Jigsy.
That's a good answer. We'll find out after the Foo Fighters on Radio X.
Radio
X. John Holmes.
Radio X.
Rustling sound there.
Get my snacks out.
Of Dave's snacks. On it's why people tune in, I think, in many ways. There are a lot, think about, you know, there are lots, a lot of radio choice, isn't there? Yeah. You know, around the dial. I mean, you could, if you want, you could probably be listening to the Today programme on Radio 4 just now. You yeah. could maybe be listening to a little bit of light classical music on Classic FM. You might be listening to something called Dev, whatever that is, on one. I mean, you'd be mental, but you could be. Or who's on Absolute now?
Is it George?
George Godfrey.
George Godfrey.
Oh, God, no one listened to that, would
they? Hi, George.
Is he listening to this?
It might be.
His show is so dull, he's listening to this one while he's doing his own show. Is that what you're telling
like, George is very good, and I like him.
Okay, he's a friend, nice friend of yours, isn't he?
Yeah, everyone's a friend.
But does he rustle snacks? No. Russell Snacks, by the way, is on Capital Extra. Hi, it's me, Russell Snacks.
Are we ready for the...
For breakfast on Capital Extra with me, Russell Snacks.
Ready for the Saturday morning snack opening? Snack a day.
10, 3, 2, 1.
That's it, guys.
What are you actually eating there?
Colin the Caterpillar. Right. Anyone,
Colin the Caterpillar does breakfast on Smooth. Hi, you're listening to Smooth Breakfast with me, Colin the Caterpillar.
He's on Fun Kids.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's frowned upon if you're a presenter. And don't call them fun, Dave.
I really, just for the sake of it, must clarify that Fun Kids is a radio station. It's very, very important for all reasons that I say that. It's a children's radio station.
Yes, it is. You just can't get around saying I'm on Fun Kids. With that, I hope all their presenters clarify that as well. Hi, I'm Mike from... I'm on Fun Kids. Oh, it's a radio station. It's all right, no one's listening to this. Hello, good morning then. Radio X, we are amidst hashtag thicker than Ronnie. If you're just tuning in, Ronnie is our intern. She has a voice that sounds like this.
Good morning.
That's what she sounds like with Colin the Caterpillar in her mouth. No wonder he likes doing Smooth Breakfast so much.
At least he's progressed from the Fun Kids.
Oh, oh no!
Which is a radio station.
Oh, I nearly choked.
Too many jokes. Anyway!
Oh.
So, Thicker Than Ronnie is the feature. She says occasionally very silly things. But what was on about the parking? Remind us.
There was a no return within 1 hour parking spot that I parked in.
Yes.
And I was only 5 minutes, but thought I couldn't go back to my car for another 55 minutes. So I went and had a cup of tea.
There you go. Hashtag thicker than Ronnie, 83936 at Radio X. Hi, John. Just this week, my wife, who is 35 years old, said she wouldn't be able to cook a recipe because the main ingredient was spring onions. And she said they were out of season. That's from Ian this morning. Thank you, Ian. Producer Dave, do you have one there that has been sent in?
I do, John. My brother Josh told me the other day that he was not smoking for a while to give his liver a rest.
Hi, John. Right, Nick. I was once involved in a quite a serious car crash. Luckily, nobody was actually hurt. I was with my girlfriend in the car, who panicked after the crash because she couldn't find a nozzle on the airbags to breathe in the air. That is excellent. Imagine that, the aftermath of a crash. Just, where's the nozzle? Where's the nozzle?
Sort of trying to teeth open the airbag.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I managed to convince my friend that Greenpeace had launched a campaign against the indie folk band Noah and the Whale because they use a live whale during their performance.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
And like those newly released NASA tapes, did you see that earlier this week? Those NASA tapes that suggest that the Apollo astronauts heard weird music as their craft crossed the dark side of the moon. That was in all the papers this week. Over and over again, the music, wasn't it? Rising, falling, the same sounds repeated, apparently. Over and over again. Just like it had been programmed by an intelligence beyond our understanding. Possibly Mike, Radio X's head of music. Over and over.
John Holmes, Radio X. Radio X.
And as regular listeners will know, we are nothing if not helpful. A lot of people have been texting and going, John, what is leap year? What is leap year day? Why do we celebrate the 29th of February? Why do we have a leap year? Why does this day crop up every 4 years? I don't understand. Doesn't matter. Hey, allow us to help. We'd like to.
Good that they ask the experts, isn't it?
Leap year day facts this morning on Radio X. You can help as well. 83936 at Radio X. A year that is not a leap year, this is one such fact, a year that is not a leap year is called a common year because it wears tracksuits to the supermarket.
Oh, I never knew
Leap year day fact.
Common years.
Got another one for you here. The game Leapfrog is named after leap years.
Oh.
And frogs. You got a fact there that might have been sent in, Corny.
Yeah.
Who's it from?
This is from David.
Yes, where does he live?
Manchester.
Okay. What's his fact about leap year?
Well, it's a sort of about leap year. He says leap year is a feature on the Gregorian calendar.
Yes.
It's more a fact about the calendar itself. The calendar was invented by, it's sort of a confusion between which calendar brother invented it. It could be either Greg or Ian.
Greg Calendar and his brother Ian Calendar. That's right.
Yeah,
invented the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
The dispute is old as time.
Yeah.
Alan writes, people who meet in a leap year are statistically more likely than other people.
Really?
Yes.
I never knew that.
That is a fact. It's a leap year fact. Right. Dave, have you got a leap year fact there?
Stan sent in a list of things that were invented on leap day.
Oh, do tell.
On the 29th of February. Things invented include Twitter.
Yes.
That was created on leap day. Paper.
Yes.
And Elton John. Invented on leap day.
Okay. Ronnie.
Yes, John.
Intern Ronnie, give us a leap year day fact.
Yes. Leap day riots are thought to cost the taxpayer up to £29,000 each year in policing costs.
That's true.
There's always
yes, that's the weird thing about it.
They average them out, don't they? It's a quarter of the cost every year, and then every 4 years they just spend the whole budget.
So it's worth not going out tomorrow because of the annual leap year day riots that happen every 4 years. That's what
you're saying. Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
It's time to test the knowledge of Capital Birmingham's Rob Howard as he is put to the test of Vernon Kay. Rob, you're still on the phone?
Oh, I'm still here. Excellent. I'm still here. I've actually been looking over Vernon Kay's Wikipedia page.
That won't help you in any way at all.
Right, okay.
So three questions for you now. You are trying to get some points. Mostly,
I'm really quite nervous about this.
Maybe, well... So it's difficult. It's more difficult. It's all right when you play along at home, isn't it? But it's always more difficult.
It's so true. Really is so true.
When you're
John.
On the radio, isn't it, Rob? If you're not used to
That's it. That's it, mate.
All right. Here we go then with Vernon Kaymaster. Question number one. Horror film anniversary news now. And this week is in no way at all the anniversary of what for many is one of the most grueling moments in modern horror cinema. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. A group of teenagers stumble on an old wooden radio studio in the middle of nowhere where a terrifying serial killer and mid-morning radio presenter and former host of short-lived ITV sport quiz show Let's Get Gold stalks them. His ears hidden by headphones made from human skin and a banter-stained chainsaw powered by fresh rock. But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre isn't the only horror film that's the correct answer to this question, Rob. What is? Is it A, An American Werewolf in the Afternoon? Walking across Radio 2's moors, Steve Wright is bitten by his sidekick Tim Smith and becomes half man, half studio, feasting on raw pre-recorded clapping and howling factoids at the moon. Is it B, Frankenweenie's monster? In the top turret of lunchtime broadcasting, a creature formed of the sewn together body parts of dead radio presenters is brought to life to sift through the issues of the day. Or is it C, Dr. Radcliffe and Mr. Maconey? Six Music's Dr. Radcliffe drinks a potion which turns him from an unintelligible rambling northerner by day into Mr. Maconey, an unintelligible rambling northerner by night. Is it A, B or C?
Oh, seeing as I've already forgotten the first two, we'll go with the last one.
It's the right...
the unintelligible northerner one.
It's the right answer. Congratulations. Good.
Yeah!
Well done. This is question number two. Education news. There is controversy...
There are more... I thought that was all the questions. You've got two more of these?
Yeah. That's one question.
Right, okay.
I might just instantly repeat it like it was a Justin Bieber track. Question two, education news now. There is controversy over the government's proposals to reform K-levels. The exams for 18-year-olds that test them on their knowledge of mid-morning Radio X presenter Vernon Kay. It's mostly coursework these days and is a bit like media studies or whatever paid intern Cornelius did, in that it's largely worthless. But it was the maths question of the paper that's caused the most controversy. Which question was the most challenging? A, if it takes radio DJs Ken Bruce, Nick Grimshaw and Paul Gambaccini half an hour to dig Vernon Kay's hole, how long would it take Radio X evening presenter Phil Clifton to fill it?
Oh, God.
I'd like to issue a statement distancing capital from all of this as well. If possible, I really would.
This is... Question B. In any radio studio, the square of the length of one of Chris Moyles' links is equal to the hypotenuse of the sum of the girth of Vernon Kay. Discuss. Or was it C? Steve Wright's sidekicks, Tim Smith and Janie Lee Grace, are heading towards home in opposite directions along the same track, having left the big show at exactly the same time, which is in the morning before it goes out, as all their bits are pre-recorded. Between them, as they meet, is a factoid. Calculate how long it takes to read it out. Which was the most difficult question in the paper? Was it A, B or C?
I'm going to go with the one that's probably least offensive. And I never thought I'd say this. I'm going to go for the one with girth in.
Yeah, yeah. B. Is the right answer. Very good.
Get in.
This is a final question. Question three. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music.
I like it. It's crying out for a David Guetta remix, but I like it. Get a Flo Rida rap on there and we're away.
I've no idea what you just said. It is, of course, the noise of the In a Hurry pop songstress Jennifer Rush with the power of love. Right then, here's your unrelated question. Technology, and recently Apple CEO Tim Cook declared his intention to fight a court order requiring Apple to help the FBI crack a method of retrieving data from Radio X mid-morning presenter Vernon Kay. Tim Cook sees the order as being asked to build a back door to the DJ, something that is too dangerous to create. Name five famous cracks.
Five famous cracks?
Yep.
Oh, crack. Oh, God. I can't think of a single famous crack.
Five famous cracks. I'm going to have to...
Does it have to have crack in the title?
Oh, no clues. I'm going to have to put a timer on you.
My famous crack. The Great British crack. Which is a...
Didn't she leave you to go to Kiss? What?
I think Mary Berry turned down the opportunity to host that one.
I'll tell you what I had written on the card. Five famous cracks.
Go on.
A Jack.
Yeah.
Cracker Jack. Jacob's cream. Cocaine, obviously.
Yeah.
Snap, Cullen Pop.
Yeah.
And Sharon Stone's one from Basic Instinct. Those were the five I had on the card. So,
yeah,
it's the all-important score. So let's go over to producer Dave, who has got this. Is checking the system now. Let's remember, Rob, you are trying to get
some points
to get to the top of the leaderboard. Some points. So, producer Dave,
okay, just checking the system.
Check the system.
It's quite a slow system, Rob.
That's fine.
You've not got anything to do in the next 3 hours, have you?
I'm tempted to go and rewatch Basic Instinct.
There it is.
Okay, let's
got the results in, guys.
He's looking for some points to get to the top of the leaderboard with all of the other people that have played it who also got some points. Dave, what are the scores?
Rob Howard,
yes.
John.
From off of Capital Birmingham.
Capital Birmingham and the Capital Network on Saturday mornings, where he's about to go after he does this.
Okay, fine.
Has scored some points.
Some points!
Yeah!
Congratulations! Well done, Rob. You've scored some points. Excellent news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Regards to Bieber and whatever that flow rider is that you mentioned.
Don't forget Guetta.
No, I know what you're talking about. That is Rob. It's Radio X on Vernon K. Master. Jennifer Rush on Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
On Leap Year Day, for the only day, terms and conditions do not apply.
No.
None of them.
I never knew that.
So whenever you see the phrase terms and conditions apply, not on leap year day they don't.
I didn't know that.
So just bear that in mind.
Because I've never read terms and conditions.
Nah, there you go. That was sent in there by Nick. Thanks, Nick. We got a fact there sent in, Cornelius.
Yes, Sally has come in with, just like birthdays,
yes,
the Queen has two leap days in a leap year.
When's the other one?
It's
the 32nd of April.
Yeah.
31st of April.
No, they skip past that.
Really?
Yeah, they go 30, and then the Queen says, no, I'm not a 31st. She goes 30, 32nd, and that's the other leap day. That's what's weird about
that
it.
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, because they actually just skip a day out. Look before you leap is a common phrase. It has nothing to do with leap year. Have you got a phrase, Dave?
Oh, I've got a phrase.
Or a
I've got a phrase, John. Leap day keeps the doctor away.
Fact?
A leap a day. Got another fact, though, if you want to.
What is it?
Even in a leap year, John, yeah, as you know, February's the shortest month.
Yes.
Which makes it the John Holmes month.
Don't get it.
Sure.
Relative.
Did that one go over your head?
Get out of my studio.
It's my studio, you're fine. Stay here.
It's not your studio. It's my studio.
I booked it.
To be fair, it's true. Not that we have got a booking system through our own show.
Yeah, I know.
So whoever books it gets to do the show, essentially.
Yeah.
It's going to be Gemma Carney, but we got it first. Folklore tradition dictates that women write... who sent this one in here? Alison. Folklore tradition dictates that women may propose marriage to their partners in a leap year unless they are a lesbian.
What?
In Saudi Arabia, where they would frown upon such a thing.
Yeah,
which is not very forward-thinking of them, is it? A leap day is the only day that is not a Saturday in which sausages are allowed unless it's a Saturday.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And if you're not a regular listener to this show, that will make absolutely no sense.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
So next week, well, this coming week, really, it's fair to say I'm going off on a trip for a bit. A travel trip. And we were chatting about this earlier and how you can make travel more pleasant for yourself. Now I'm off to India. I'm going to India. And I'm going to cycle through a tiger corridor. Which sounds a little bit like something from Trivial Pursuit, doesn't it? But it isn't. we got to talking about this here, just in the office earlier, chatting. You know.
Oh, we'll have a chat.
Love a little gossip on a Sunday morning.
Oh, have you heard what Brenda's been doing?
She's
been carrying on behind Darren's back.
I'll go to the foot of my stairs. I said to Brenda, "Oh, Brenda, you've prolapsed, love."
Why do all your stories end with that?
Every event in my life tends to end with that. So, we were talking about going on a travel trip, and I'm going to India, and we were talking about planes and stuff, and I was wondering whether or not, if I mentioned the name of the airline, I could perhaps get some kind of complimentary upgrade, of course. Qatar Air.
Oh, they're awful.
The best airline, Qatar Air. Qatar Air.
I'm flying with British Airways soon, actually.
Both of those are awful. Awful airlines. Terrible.
Well, that's ruined our chances. Anyway, but we mentioned it. We're talking about this. And then intern Ronnie piped up, it's fair to say, with this bon mot.
Oh, right, yes. I went to America a couple of years ago and flew with Virgin.
Yes.
And booked tickets in economy, obviously. And then tried to get an upgrade. I was going out there to see a band. So I phoned Virgin and told a little bit of a white lie.
A little bit of a white lie. Which was?
That I'd be travelling with the band.
And who were the band?
Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys.
To be fair, I was going out to interview their support band. Anyway.
Hang on, that name didn't even hit the floor. Sort of floated away.
So you were going to say, but you said you were trying with the Arctic Monkeys, could you get an upgrade? Now, at what point did this collapse into the floor?
It didn't.
Right, so what happened?
Wait.
I know.
Listen, you got an upgrade.
Listen to this.
So, anyway, they said that they'd have to call me back. I said, yeah. And they did, and they said that they've spoken to various people higher up in Virgin, and that Richard Branson considers them a friend of Virgin.
Yes.
And therefore the band and whoever is travelling with them may travel free of charge in first class.
Yes.
So they were going to pick me up, chauffeur me to the airport.
Let's be clear, have you ever met Arctic Monkeys?
No. Although we kind of down a corridor towards each other,
did you explain that?
On check-in. Yeah. So you seem to be on your own, Ms. Cook. I thought, are you travelling with the Arctic Monkeys? I saw them in a corridor once.
Can I just be clear, right? Was this whole thing reliant on you turning up at the airport at Heathrow with the entire band?
No, I don't think it was, because the woman that I first spoke to didn't know who they were. They said,
got it by saying you were travelling with the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
She might have thought you was transporting livestock. If you'd have turned up with a monkey you just got from a...
an Arctic roll.
Silly day. They're full of ice cream, not monkeys. Are you some sort of idiot? But a monkey that you got from a pet shop, right? But like...
pet
pet shop.
Shivering, right? And then just, and then in a cage, and then gone, I'm travelling, you need to, with the Arctic monkeys.
Yeah.
Then it would have worked.
It would have done.
This one's called Alex. This one's called Turner. And it could, you could have got away with it. And so what happened in the end?
So in the end, they were literally about to arrange what time I needed to be there and everything like that to sort it all out. And I said I'd call them back because I suddenly realised that when I turned up at the airport without the Arctic monkeys, they probably wouldn't let me on the plane.
Great anecdote.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
So just before we go, of course, there is time for this morning's notes and corrections. Of course, factual errors contained in this weekend's Radio X breakfast programmes. Corrected for you now. Contrary to what we said, it is not possible to buy a small Hadron Collider in Lidl.
The croissant actually originated in Austria.
There is no pencil museum in Didcot. However, there is one in Cumbria.
The D in CD actually stands for disc.
It's fewer, not less.
Tennis elbow is a medical condition and not, as previously advertised, a contemporary sport.
Mumsnet.com do not sell nets to catch whiny mothers in.
The inventor of the Wellington boots is not named Wellington Boots.
Top of the Pops was not an annual contest to find the best father, but rather a place for perverted presenters to hang out. And that concludes your notes and corrections on Radio X this morning.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Oopies.